Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He's above it all. And in Him, we live, we move, and we have our being. And amidst all that takes place in this world at this time, according to God's plan and purpose, and His knowledge, His foreknowledge of all that would be and all that would happen upon the earth, He has us here doing whatever it is that He wants us to do. If you are led by the Spirit, you're doing the things that God wants you to do. And if you're not led by the Spirit, then you're just carrying on trying to do the best that you can. And there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So, apart from God, everything dies. Dies quickly, dies slowly, but it dies. Because He is life. The way, the truth, and the life. And so you've got to be found in Him, connected to Him, who's the source of life, if there's going to be any continuity. The world loves to talk about sustainability. That's the big buzzword. Sustainability, is this sustainable? Well, listen, anything that's cut off from God is not sustainable. Because everything that's cut off from God withers and dies and thrown in the fire and is burned. So, if you want to talk about what's sustainable, something that's sustainable is something that is connected to the source in the first place. Because that's going to go on. We're beyond sustainable. We're eternal beings. There is no time. We have our sustenance, and our sustenance comes from the living God. So, amazing times that we live in. Lots going on. Appreciate the work that's being done by the brothers and sisters in Christ around the world that are continuing to stay on the track, do the work that God gives them to do, do that peace that God's given them to do. It's important. You know, you need to make your impact. You need to make your contribution. You need to give and put forward that which God has put in you. Because as you do that, it's part of what's necessary. You know, I think sometimes we don't realize the value of what we do because we see things through a temporal perspective, right? We see things through the eyes of the people in this world, which in this world, if you're not on the big stage, if you're not the one that's out there making the big noise and all the cameras flashing for that one, then the world says, well, it doesn't matter what you're doing, right? Because your work isn't prominent. But in Christ Jesus, if you do that thing that God has for you to do, it may not seem like much to the world, but it has an eternal significance, an eternal impact. You know, sometimes you just being in a place and just being there and just a word of kindness, a word of support, a prayer on somebody's behalf could change the world. Because you don't see the carry-on effect. You don't know what that effect may be. So we just do our part. And if you can do your part and not be stuck on the outcomes and just allow God to direct it, God will do something beautiful with you. Sometimes it may be very visible. That's another thing too. Sometimes I know in the world, and the world in the church, there's that false humility as well of saying, okay, everything you do is going to be in the background and behind the scenes. No, not necessarily. You know, sometimes it may be, sometimes it may not be. Sometimes God may raise you up and put you front and center. And you got to be okay with that too. It just depends on what He needs and what He wants. See, the victory for you and for I is that it doesn't matter if it's visible or if it's behind the scenes or if it's supporting or if it's resourcing or if it's you the one that's doing the particular thing, whatever it may be, whatever it is, Lord God, your will be done. You show me and I'll do it. If it pleases you, so let it be. See, there's the victory. The victory is that you show up before your Heavenly Father as a good and faithful servant, and you're just ready to do whatever it is that God has for you to do. There's victory in that. Because one day you may be the CEO, and then you may be the janitor, then you may be the president, then you may be, you know, middle manager, then you may be, you may go all over the place. I know I have in my life, you know, where God has put me in all kinds of things. And it's okay. You know, you may enjoy one situation more than something else, but in each season, in each window, there's a reason for it. And if you can allow the Spirit of the Living God to show you that, you'll learn the lesson for each season. You know, hardship has a reason. There's a reason to go through. You know, there's a reason that with sometimes some of the challenges and some of the suffering that we go through. Because we do. We go through suffering. But when you go through suffering in connection with Christ, there's a reason for it. And there's an eternal benefit for it, too. God does something with it. So, if you're okay, and you just trust God, He'll show you what that is as time goes on. You know, in a lot of cases, the things that you learn them, and they're imprinted on you through the difficulties, not through lacks and ease. You know, if you talk about conditioning and people getting in shape, you know, that doesn't happen through comfort. That happens through some stress. That happens through some challenge. You know, that happens through a bit of sacrifice. When the scriptures talk about us wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places, that, you know, when you wrestle, that's your entire being going up against something else. And in the process of that wrestling, you develop incredible strength, incredible stamina. I mean, I used to wrestle back in the day. If you want to talk about a sport that will develop your stamina, your cardiovascular, your overall body strength, and just, I mean, there's very few things in the world like it, because it's, you're clashing your entire being with another being. So in that resistance you develop strength. In the resistance that we've developed, or in the resistance that we've gone up against throughout our lives and throughout our journeys, we've developed strength. The worlders are very soft because they haven't had to deal with the kind of resistance that you've had to deal with. They haven't had to go through the kind of things that you've had to go through. So they're soft. And when the tough times of life come, as they will in the near future, they fall apart because they have no foundation. They have no foundation. They have no grounding. They're built on the sand. You've been built on the rock. They've been built on the sand. You've been built on the Word and on the rock, who is Christ Jesus. They've been built on shifting sands and require pleasant and perfect days and no turbulence whatsoever, or otherwise the cracks in their foundation are seen and shown for what they are. And give them a big enough storm, there's nothing left. Men's hearts will fail them when they see the things coming upon the earth. I don't believe that's the case for the children of God. For us, we're supposed to, you know, rejoice when we see certain things coming. We're supposed to look up, because our salvation draweth nigh. That's a different response that the child of God has. It's a different take on the world and life and the situations of this life. So we know that, and we live in that. Now, does that make certain things less painful? Not really, because you're still going to feel it. You're still going to feel it when you go through. You're still going to feel it when things come at you, when certain things are done to you, when you're misunderstood, when you're maligned, when things manifest against you just because of who you are in Christ. You're not out to hurt, to harm, you're just trying to do the right thing, and yet you face trials and tribulations of all kinds. Well, yeah, it hurts, but God's with you in that, and you get better. You get stronger. You know, you get tougher. So we go through. We go through the challenges, the trials, the tribulations of this life in fulfilling the purposes that God has for us. And that's part of our engagement, our responsibility. What it is that we do out of a heart of gratitude is unto the Lord. Not because anything that we do is, you know, good enough, because our righteous works are like filthy rags in God's sight. But it's out of gratitude and out of response, out of a heart filled with love for what God has done for us, that we do and respond and do as unto the Lord. So, when we face trials and tribulations of all kinds, we count it pure joy. Now, that is something that can only happen by the work of the Holy Spirit in you. And not by your own personal... You can't go and say, okay, I'm going to count something pure joy. And I'm going to go make that happen. You know, what you can do is you can say, okay, Lord, your word has told me to count something as pure joy. So, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, will you quicken me to do and to respond to a situation according to the response of your spirit and not according to my human and natural response? As a spirit-led being, the more that God is allowed to work in and through you, and the more that you yield, the more that you'll have the responses that come from His Spirit and not from your own natural inclinations. Because our natural inclinations, our flesh, given enough room, you know what the responses are going to be. And, you know, when you spend time before God in prayer, when you spend time before God in purpose, in meditating on His Word, in just in asking Him, when you face something and asking for Him to intervene, when you do that, the end result is that He responds to you and He intervenes. But when you try to do it in yourself, you find more and more your limitation. And ultimately, if you've been brought to the end of yourself, you see just how far we are from His holiness, from a solution, from an answer to what we've been thrown into the middle of in this life. So we need a Savior, and our Savior is Christ. And in walking with Him, there's freedom, there's forgiveness, there is direction, there's purpose, there's a reason for being. And yeah, we face some struggles, we face some trials, we face some blowback, we face the wrath of the world for wanting to exit and leave this whole thing behind and to go with Christ. And they want to punish you on the way out the door. But we respond as God would have us to respond. And, you know, that response, you know, it may vary a little bit from person to person. But ultimately, there's a heart of love. And sometimes you may have to challenge things. Sometimes you got to just say, just walk away and leave it. So this is again down to the individual. People keep looking for a formula. Listen, the only formula is you give 100% of yourself, all that you are, all that you know, over to all of who God is and whom He's revealed Himself to be. And God will meet you there. And you will go forward from there. That's it. All the rest of this stuff, the books, the rules, the posturing, the clubs, all that stuff means nothing. Because you are going to be the one walking this out. Nobody else is going to walk it out for you. And because that's the case, why are you going to allow somebody else to have power over you? If you're the one walking it out, why are you giving your power away? Listen, they're not going to show up in your time of trouble, in your time of tribulation, and have the answer for you. You're going to have the answer within yourself. The kingdom is within. You're going to have that within you and be able to action it based on your circumstance, based on your situation. Not a formula, not a book, but life. Life flowing through you and responding to the challenges of this world. And also the challenges that, as things wrap up. There's a lot on the horizon. It's time to walk in your relationship, to trust God, and to know that He that began a good work in you is carrying it on to completion. When you struggle, take that before God in prayer as well. When you go through pain and hardship, take that before God as well. All of it, take it before God. Don't hold on to any of it. Each day, take it before Him. Ask for His direction. Ask for His solution. He'll help you. He'll direct you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. God is with His people. God is for you, not against you. God is for you, not against you. Say it one more time. Because some of you have been listening to that lie of the devil saying something contrary to the truth, which is God is for you, not against you. Walk in that. All right, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. We always love to hear from you. God bless you. Keep on keeping on. We'll talk to you again sometime really soon. All right, and... all right. God bless you. Bye.